each ending at one side of the temple pyramid. On each side of the temple pyramid was a steep stairway to its top. The whole structure was skillfully tapered inward, suggesting even greater height than the 90 to 100 feet that was common. Month after month, year after year, in temple after temple, the sacrificial victims came down the road to the steps, climbed up the steps to the platform at the top, and there were bent backwards over large convex slabs of polished stone, by a hook around the neck, wielded by a priest with head and arms stained black, never-cut black hair, all caked and matted with dried blood, and once white garments soaked and stained with innumerable gouts of crimson. An immense knife with a blade of midnight black volcanic glass rose and fell, cutting the victim open. His heart was torn out while still beating, and held up for all to see, while his ravaged body was kicked over the edge of the temple platform, where it bounced and slithered in obscene contortions down the steps to the bottom, 100 feet below. Later, the limbs of the body were eaten. Many primitive peoples have practiced occasional human sacrifice, and some have practiced cannibalism. None has ever done so on a scale remotely approaching that of the Aztecs. No one will ever know how many they sacrificed, but the law of the empire required 1,000 sacrifices to the Aztec tribal god Huitzilopochtli in every town with a temple every year, and there were 371 subject towns in the Aztec Empire, though not all of them had full-scale temples. There were many other sacrifices as well. The total number was at least 50,000 a year, probably many more. The early Mexican historian Ixtli Xochitl estimated that 1 out of every 5 children in Mexico was sacrificed. It is known that entire tribes, numbering in the tens of thousands, were, on several occasions, exterminated by sacrifice. The 2 chief gods of the Aztec pantheon, to which most of the sacrifices were made, were the Aztec's own god, Huitzilopochtli, the hummingbird wizard, called Lover of Hearts and Drinker of Blood, and the principal deity of Mexico, Texcatlipoca, the Smoking Mirror, Lord of the Dark, God of Phantoms and Monsters, Demiurge of Creation, He who is at the shoulder as the Tempter. An almost universal symbol in Mexican religion was the serpent. Sacrifices were heralded by the prolonged beating of an immense drum made of the skins of huge snakes, which could be heard 2 miles away. Nowhere else in human history has Satan so formalized and institutionalized his worship with so many of his own actual titles and symbols. There was a human creator of this nightmare as well, a man who long remained in history's shadows, only recently emerging in his full stature from continuing research on the Aztecs, one of the most terrifying figures ever to walk among men, Lacailil. The native analyst, Chimalpahin Quatlehuanitzin, summarized his career as follows, quote, "There were many great kings who inspired fear far and wide, but the one who was the most courageous, the most illustrious in the state, was the great captain, the great warrior, Lacailil. It was he who established the worship of the devil, Huitzilopochtli, the god of the Mexicans." Unquote. Lacailil was the architect of the Aztec Empire. He developed and carried out the plan of cementing that empire by a regular tribute of victims for human sacrifice and by requiring that all Mexican nobility attend the great sacrifices and that all Mexican warriors take prisoners deliberately for sacrifice. For this purpose, he invented the Flower Wars, fake conflicts among allies whose sole purpose was to obtain sacrificial victims, who would be, for Huitzilopochtli, like bread hot from the griddle, soft and delicious. Lacailil's answer to every military reverse and natural calamity, there was a series of climactic disasters from 1451 to 1454, was greatly to